If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for a little bit today. I love sharing with you guys what is on my mind, what's motivating me. I love answering your questions, giving you practical strategies that you can implement today to improve your life, to become a happier, healthier, more vibrant version of yourself. And I'm really pumped because today's episode is exactly that, a strategy that you can employ today and every day that I am confident will improve every aspect of your life. And I say that because this just came to my attention a couple of days ago, and it's already made a measurable impact in my life. But here is the deal I want to make with you guys. I want to know what you think about this. So if you listen to this episode and put this strategy into action within the first 24 hours of hearing this episode, leave a comment over on the show notes page and let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the strategy. Let me know what you did with it and if you're going to continue to use it. Not only am I genuinely curious, that kind of feedback is also very helpful for me because what resonates with me, what really works for me as a tool, I know full well might not be what resonates with you and works for you as a tool. So if you act on the strategy that we're going to talk about today within 24 hours of hearing the episode, head over to the show notes. They all live on primalpotential.com. The show notes page for this episode is primalpotential.com/475 because this is episode 475. So primalpotential.com/475 is the URL for the show notes, or you can just go to primalpotential.com and hit the podcast button in the upper right-hand corner of the page. That'll take you to the show notes for all the episodes and click on 475, episode 475. I want to know what you think of the strategy, what you did with it, and if you're going to continue to use it. And that kind of feedback helps me make this show better, helps me make this show more valuable for you in your life. Here's the backstory. You guys are going to laugh at where this idea came from, I think. I don't watch a lot of television, but one show that I really do enjoy is Billions, which is on Showtime. And basically, it's the story of this really rich guy who runs a hedge fund. He gets himself in trouble. But the hedge fund has an in-house psychiatrist that basically helps the traders stay on their game so that they're not getting caught up in ego or fear, nervousness, fear of failure, etc. So in this particular episode the other night, one of the executives in the hedge fund made a lot of money betting against somebody that generally they believed in. And they were feeling kind of guilty. Essentially, there was this space flight. I won't go into the details. And while the traders really wanted it to be successful, they bet against it. And the shuttle blew up. So the fund, the traders, made a ton of money. And so Taylor, one of the executives, goes to Wendy Rhodes, the in-house psychiatrist, and is basically like, I feel bad about this. I wanted it to be successful. I bet against it. And we profited off of death. We profited off of catastrophe. And what Wendy, the psychiatrist, said to Taylor really, really spoke to me. So much so that I paused it, rewound it, and played it again. She said, "Things will always be in conflict. But when you are here, mind the truth that makes you money. Mind the truth that makes you money." Essentially, what this brings to light is that there are always multiple versions of the truth, and they are often in conflict. We find ourselves in all sorts of true moments. On the one hand, it's very true that we want the cookies. We want the second glass of wine. It's true that we are tired. It's true that maybe we don't want to work out today. Very, very true. Some truths take us towards our goals. Other truths keep us where we are. Other truths move us further from our goals. So I want to riff off of that idea that came from Wendy Rhodes in Billions. Mind the truth that moves you forward. In any situation, mind the truth that moves you forward. You will find yourself facing conflicting truths all the time, probably every day. Often more than two. You go out to eat with your friends. Oh, everybody's drinking. My choices have been so good lately. I've been so good. And it's just one night. All very true. Also true, you don't feel your best when you overeat. You don't feel your best when you drink too much. Also true, your goals and your progress really matter to you. Mind the truth that moves you forward. Mind the truth that makes you feel your best. Maybe your spouse brings home ice cream and you think, oh, that was so thoughtful. I don't want him or her to think that I don't appreciate the gesture. And you know, having a bowl of ice cream is a heck of a lot better than eating the pint like I used to do. All very true. Mind the truth that moves you forward, because also true, you're not hungry. And you probably won't be glad you ate it come tomorrow morning. Also true, your goals matter more to you than ice cream does at this moment. Mind the truth that moves you forward. Mind the truth that makes you feel your best. But here's the magic. And this is why I said to comment if you take action on it in the next 24 hours. Most of us probably like this idea. I certainly liked this idea. And that means absolutely nothing. Because you have to move it from the realm of idea and theory into the realm of practice. You have to act on it. I get dozens of emails every day from people that say, how do I stop overeating at night? How do I improve my eating habits when I'm tired? How do I change my mindset around da da da? Practice. Practice. What can I do about this today? What would an improvement look like today in practice? Where can I look for opportunities today to choose the truth that moves me forward? Where today might I be confronted by conflicting truths? That gives me an opportunity to practice. I will practice today. It can't just be a desire. It can't just be an idea. It can't just be an intention, and then you hope that it influences you. You have to get in the game. You have to practice. You have to do the work. When I heard this, what I do for myself when I hear an idea that really motivates me, one thing I do is I put it in my calendar for a few days later so that it's not something that just occurs to me one day and then never again. So I put it in my calendar, that quote, mind the truth that makes you money, and then I put mind the truth that moves you forward. I put that in my calendar to pop up a week from now, a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, and 12 months from now. By the way, doing that took less than a minute, just for context sake. I mean, for people like, I don't have time to do that. Yeah, you do. Whether or not you make it is another thing, but it took me less than 60 seconds to put those recurring appointments in my calendar. Anyway, what I do is I put it in my calendar so that it comes up for me again. The other thing that I do is I challenge myself and say, what can I do to act on this in the next 24 hours? So I, only hours after watching this episode, had to go to the library. And I was working on my book, and I made more progress than I thought that I would on that day. And then I had to come home and make a phone call. So I left the library, came home, made the call. And after I finished the call, I was like, what should I do now? Because I had done more on the book than I thought that I would do. So my initial thought and very true scenario was I made a lot of progress, more than I thought I would. I could just chill for a little while. Also true, I want this book to be amazing, and I can absolutely go back to the library and get in a few more hours of writing. In that moment, that was an opportunity to mind the truth that moved me forward. So back to the library I went. And then later that evening, I went out to dinner with my boyfriend, and we went to a Mexican restaurant. They brought chips to the table. And my thought was, I could have a couple chips, not a big deal, like two or three chips and get a little taste of it. And that'll be that. And they have spicy margaritas here. Spicy margaritas are amazing. It would be so nice to enjoy a drink together. Also true. I'd feel a whole lot better if I left the restaurant not having eaten the chips and without the drink. Also true. Mind the truth that moves you forward. So no alcohol, no chips. I ate the salsa and the guacamole with my fork. So guys, put this into action. I completely understand and agree that it is easier to accumulate ideas and strategies and seek motivation than it is to take action, than it is to choose improved choices. I get it. Do it anyway. What can I do about this in the next hour or in the next 12 hours or in the next 24 hours? Put the reminder in your calendar, but don't have it be an idea. When you see the reminder, it's not just, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. What can I do? How can I act on this? Where and how and when can I and will I practice this? Mind the truth that moves you forward. Mind the truth that makes you feel amazing. Get in the game. If you are currently in the camp of, okay, Elizabeth, easier said than done, I want to take action, but I don't. I plan to take action, but I don't. I intend to take action, and then every single day I talk myself out of it. Here is my very direct suggestion to you. Take Breaking Barriers. Enroll in Breaking Barriers. If the choice is continue to struggle and feel stuck, or get some help in being an active change agent in your own life, get some help being an active change agent in your life, because what's the alternative? Groundhog Day? More struggle? This is why I created Breaking Barriers. And you rarely hear me talk about it because, quite frankly, I'm not here to twist anybody's arm to create change. That's not my style. A lot of people do that. It's not who I am. It's not in my soul. It's not in my heart. But here's the reality. If you want to change, change. And if you are struggling to change on your own, then get help. And Breaking Barriers is one way to get that help. It's why I created it. As the name implied, yes, there are barriers to change. And yes, you can break them down. You are not stuck. It is not hopeless. The barriers aren't permanent. So get the help. The course helps you identify what your barriers are, which will certainly be different from mine or from anybody else's. And then it helps you break through them, create change. It gives you specific things to do, actions to take, so that you don't just continue to rely on your intentions and your aspirations and your hopes. It's a self-guided e-course. It's always available. I don't usually talk about it, even though I love it and I put myself through it very regularly, depending on how I'm feeling and where and how I'm struggling. But if you have questions about how it works, I've written a detailed post, What is Breaking Barriers? I will link to that and also to Breaking Barriers over in the show notes. But it's going to help you figure out the way you hold yourself back, the lies you tell yourself, the stories you sell yourself. And most importantly, though, it's going to give you the tools for change, things you can practice, actions you can take. And look, if you can do it on your own, do it on your own. The podcast is free and full of actionable steps like this one, Mind the Truth That Moves You Forward. Take action. But if you're struggling to take action on your own, then the action you need to take is getting help creating that change so that you don't continue to feel stuck. And right now my mind is stuck on Mexican food. Totally true. I am totally thinking about salsa and guacamole from the other night. And Cinco de Mayo is coming up too. I love Mexican food. If you're not into Mexican food, totally fine. But I am going to be posting a Cinco de Mayo menu on the blog for those of you that love those flavors of vegetables and meats and a little bit of spice and guacamole, etc. In fact, over Cinco de Mayo weekend, I am going to be with a small group of my Primal Potential Masters Club members. We're having a casual hangout weekend in Indianapolis. We are just getting together as a small group to kind of connect and help each other step into the best versions of ourselves. And the food theme is going to be Mexican because it is over Cinco de Mayo. And I reached out to Thrive Market and I said, what do you think about giving us some food for our retreat? And they said yes, partially because I want to introduce their new meat boxes and they want to introduce their new meat boxes to the Masters Club. If you are not aware of this, Thrive Market, which was previously all non-perishable products, now has frozen meat shipments available. They are working with high quality farms, high quality animals, free from antibiotics, free from hormones, all of that good stuff. Really quality fish that is not farm raised, wild caught, really great quality and really great servings too. And it's shipped with dry ice, so it comes to you frozen. I love that because I don't have to worry about wasting as much when I buy fresh meat. Sometimes it spoils in the fridge before I get to it, but it comes to you frozen. I recently shared on the blog a spicy shrimp creole I made with some of the shrimp that came in my Thrive Market box. But anyway, I am going to be posting the Cinco de Mayo menu that me and a bunch of the folks in the Masters Club are going to be enjoying on our weekend together. So keep your eye on the blog for that. And if you are curious about the new offerings from Thrive Market, they've priced this stuff super competitively. It's cheaper than other meat delivery programs like ButcherBox, and I have really enjoyed everything I've had from them. Their chicken thighs were really great. Their barramundi, which is a light white fish, that was awesome. The shrimp was really good. I haven't gotten through everything, but I've really enjoyed everything I've tried so far. Check it out and make sure that you register through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because when you do that, you save an extra 25% on your first order, plus you get free shipping on that first order and a free 30-day trial membership. So check that out, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and keep your eye on the blog for that Cinco de Mayo menu that will be coming up really soon. Practice this. Practice this strategy we talked about today. Mind the truth that moves you forward. If you act on it within the first 24 hours, head over to the show notes and let me know. You can find that at primalpotential.com/475. I want to know what you think of this idea, what you did with it. And even if you don't comment, take action within the next 24 hours because you can create massive change in your life. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.